corner. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillespie, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up from three-point land and does. Look, Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirkner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway 12 footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scores.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Our matinee on this Saturday afternoon features Minster and Rushi. Could be a very good girls game here today at Minster. Stay tuned. We've got the exciting action for you as the Ruchi Raiders, who have not beaten Minster in 16 seasons, try to earn a W today. It would be a huge triumph if Ruchi could pull it off. Certainly Minster, the favorite, maybe even a prohibitive favorite, despite the fact that Ruchi sports an outstanding 14-3 record, 6-2 in the Shelby County League. Minster 14-1 overall, 6-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Chuck, multiple themes here today. First for Minster, losing 1 week ago in Ottoville. We covered that game. It was Minster's first setback, 49-46. Ottoville won it. The Lady Wildcats of Minster back on the beam this past Thursday. Fine all-around team effort in defeating Versailles 59-51. Has the ship been righted? Can Minster sustain that kind of play here today against Ruchi?
Well, I think last Saturday was more of an anomaly for them. I don't think that that was typical Minster basketball, and I think if they played Ottoville again today here, I think it would be at least a 10-point win for Minster.
Right.
What they have to avoid is there was a huge mental game for them and a lot of emotion against Versailles, and they really had to play it all the way down to the wire. They ran up a lead, and Versailles came all the way back and made it a game at the end. They got to avoid the hangover. They got to avoid looking past Ruchi now because they used up all their energy. Their JV game was a struggle for a half for Minster, who is still undefeated because of the effort they had to put in against Versailles. But Coach Wiss is not going to allow them to not be mentally prepared to come out here, because Ruchi could be a real tough opponent for them, especially if Maria Heron is close to 100%.
And Minster's got three difficult games upcoming: at Marion Local, at Division IV powerhouse Arlington, at New Knoxville, which is never easy. So right now, Minster needs to hit its stride in girls basketball. You mentioned Maria Heron of Ruchi. She scored 7 points, played about half the game on a sore ankle, which is mending, on Thursday evening when Ruchi handled Anna quite easily, 55-36. Jenna Cordonier at 17. Boy, she was outstanding for the Ruchi Lady Raiders on Thursday night. Heron hit 3 field goals, got in about 17 minutes of playing time. Head coach Andy Timmerman says she's darn near 100%. We'll see. She might not be that far along, but close. She was a little gimpy on it, she said at the outset of the game on Thursday. Maria Heron needs to provide a lot of spark today and generate every bit of her 15 points per game average.
Well, once you get out there on a bad ankle, I played on lots of them through the years, you get through that initial couple of runs down the floor where you got some pain, but you got to play through that, and then it kind of goes numb on you, and then you're okay. Now, tonight, she's going to have to elevate it and ice it because it's going to be sore tonight, but I think she'd probably be ready to play maybe 3/4 of the game today, I would think.
She will be tested, that's for sure, because Minster is extremely deep, and that's another major difference in this game. It's something that the Ruchi girls have to deal with game in, game out, lack of personnel.
Well, they've got 7 varsity girls, truly. They bring some JV kids up to fill out the bench, and in case they get in some kind of foul trouble, but with Heron not 100% a couple of weeks ago against Jackson Center, and she didn't play, they still gave Jackson all they wanted down to the end of the game. So they're a talented team. I really like Cordonier. She's your special one. You've been talking about her. And then Larissa Poling is mine, 6'1 sophomore. It's going to be quite a contest for her today to go up against Pringer at 6'2 and see how she handles that. And I'm also seeing for Minster that Savannah Luthman is limping and she's not dressed today. So I'm sure, you know, that takes away a little bit of the inside. But Taylor Kogi has been playing tremendous basketball for the Wildcats. Even in their loss last week, she had a terrific game.
Yeah, my goodness, Minster's bench is extra special. That is for sure. The likes of Thien and Toby, you mentioned Kogi. Sounds like they all rhyme. darn near close. But head coach Mike Wiss has got an extremely deep bench. And it's a club which, when it plays to its potential, it could very well be as good as anybody in the state in girls Division IV.
Well, I thought they played about as well as they could play against Versailles, and Versailles is a top-notch Division III team, and they handled them for pretty easily for three quarters, and then Versailles made a run back because McElDowney went crazy shooting threes. But Minster was the better team. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Rushi Lady Raiders have lost three. Two of those setbacks to Jackson Center. We covered both contests at Rushi early in the season. Game four for Rushi, 47-42, perhaps Jackson Center's best game of the entire season, in fact. Maria Heron was limited to nine in that game, and she was at full strength. And the Jackson Center Tigers put the clamps on her. Maria only scored three field goals in that contest. Second time around, on January 19th, Maria was injured, bad ankle, did not play a stitch, and Jackson Center pulled away at the very end to win 39-31. You put all of that into perspective, Chuck, you would seem to think that Jackson Center's got a big leg up on the one seed in the Sydney sectional. Rushi girls team, Road Warriors, over the last one, two, three, four, five games of the year, four are away from home tonight, or I should say here this afternoon against Minster. Then on Monday, a makeup of an early postponement at Anna, at Botkins on February 2nd, a Fairlawn home game on the 4th, at Fort Loramie on the 9th. Do you think there's a way, if Rushi finished extremely strong, Rushi could get enough brownie points to earn the one seed in the Sydney Division IV sectional?
Well, I think it would be hard for them to do that unless Jackson stumbles, because Jackson beat them twice.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the coaches, that's what I would look at. If I was getting ready to vote, I would take a look at that. Even if they had identical records, you got to give the edge to Jackson just because they beat them twice. Now, in the eye test, I'm not sure Jackson's better, but we're not the football playoff committee, so they don't look at that. They look at records.
Yeah, that's where I was headed. With regard to the eye test, seemingly Rushi might have an edge, but in head-to-head competition, Jackson Center, because of matchups, has fared better than Rushi and beaten the Raiders twice. Jackson Center competes today in a non-Shelby County League encounter, playing Covington. Fort Loramie is at Miami East today. Covington's not a bad girls' club.
I think
the Lady Buccaneers have lost four or five. Jackson Center's at Fairlawn. Fort Loramie at home on February 4th. Houston home February 9th. An hour after the draw, when we get to games on the 11th and 14th, Jackson Center's got Versailles at home and at Riverside. So, yeah, I think that Jackson Center clearly has got a significant edge with regard to the one seed in that girls' Division IV sectional tournament at Sydney.
And that will allow them to avoid Tri-Village, who we haven't seen, but from the people I've talked to that have, say they are a juggernaut again.
Yep, undefeated in girls' action. The boys have lost just four, and the boys' team is highly regarded as well. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of this game this afternoon between the Rushi Raiders, 14-3 on the year, 6-2 in the Shelby County League, and the Minster Wildcats, 14-1 on the year, 6-0 in MAC play. As I alluded earlier, the last time Rushi defeated Minster was in the 2000-2001 campaign. That's more than a decade and a half ago. 61-42, Rushi beat Minster in that season. And in the 16 straight losses, Minster is averaging defeats of Rushi by 20 to 25 points a game. Last year, 53-32. 2 years ago, 48-30. 3 years ago, 52-36. Back in 2012-13, it was 53-29 in favor of Minster. One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses to get connected to their VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Our anchor underwriting sponsors today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in Western Ohio, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Our anchor underwriting sponsors are Heavyweights here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Start of the game in a moment here on Scores Broadcast.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Welcome back here to Minster High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, seconds away from the tip-off of this game between the homestanding Minster Lady Wildcats, attired in white. Black numerals outlined in orange. Minster across the front in black with orange trim. Ruchi Lady Raiders down to her left. Bright blue, gold numbers, gold Ruchi across the front. Raiders have been introduced. Here's the opening five for Minster. Allie Fisher, 5 points a game at guard. 5'7", a junior. Lindsay Retterman, 5'10", and a senior at 7 a game. Rosie Westerbeck, nearly 15 points a game, 5'10", a senior at a wing. Allie Borgerding in the opening five. Allie, 5'9", a senior, 5 points a game. A 52% shooter from the floor is Allie, as is Rosie Westerbeck. And Courtney Pringer in the middle. 10.5 a game for Courtney, 6'2", and a sophomore. For the Ruchi Raiders, the opening five is as follows. Larissa Poling, 6'1", a sophomore in the post. She's at 12.5 a game. Tiffany Hatcher, 8 a game at a wing, 5'7", senior. Cameo Wilson, 6 foot tall, a junior at a power forward spot. Whitney Plyman out front at a guard, 5'3" tall, a junior. And Maria Heron, 15 a game, 5'4", senior guard. Chuck, let me qualify what I was saying a few minutes ago. Yeah, the eye test to Ruchi, when you compare Jackson starting five, Ruchi starting five, with a healthy Maria Heron. However, you play 32 minutes, then you go to the bench, and that's where Jackson Center's got a decided edge on Ruchi.
No doubt about it. Jackson's got probably the deepest bench.
Yep.
They definitely have the deepest bench in the Shelby County League, and one of the deepest in the area.
And that clearly does make Jackson Center overall a little stronger than Ruchi. And then you factor in that Jackson Center beat Ruchi twice. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Ruchi Raiders. Maria Heron gets it, drives down the floor hard toward the basket. Shot blocked away. Comes down to Minster. Westerbeck the other direction for the Wildcats. Missed it in the paint, but Allie Borgerding is there to pick up the garbage and drop it through. Five-footer directly in front of the rim. 2-0 Minster with a steal. Pass by Hatcher to Wilson. Intercepted by Westerbeck. And now we got a ball kicked at midcourt. Players are all over the leather. It's ruled a jump. And the arrow will favor Minster. 2-0. We played 31 seconds. Rushi running left to right on your phone or computer screen as you imagine this game here today. Minster right to left. Allie Fisher on the arc. Bounce pass left corner, Retkerman. Back to Fisher. Checked by Plyman, 25 feet away. Ball lobbed to Borgerding, mid-post. Now to Westerbeck at the elbow on the left. Way off the mark on a 16-footer. Rebound squirts into the corner to Fisher, though. Into the middle to Pringer. Leans in on Poling. Oh, there's that post-up move. And it is improved. It's strong. Courtney Pringer at her best. Here's a steal on the inbounds pass by Minster. Pringer's got it again. Goes up strong. Two more. Great start for Minster. 6-0 in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Jack and Chuck back here at Minster. Rushi off to a difficult start. Full court pressure by Minster, which turned Rushi over just a few seconds ago for an easy layup on the previous Rushi possession, a miscue. And Minster was awarded the ball after that error. Here's Rushi down 6-0. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Wilson high post. Looks inside. Dribbles. Elbow in the left. Out high to Heron. Lindsey Retkerman's got the assignment on Maria. Here's a lob down inside to Poling. And Minster right away puts the squeeze on her. Double team. Poling shot is errant. Loose ball on the floor. This time Rushi benefits from the arrow. 6-0 Minster. Hatcher inbounding right of the rim for the Raiders. Looks. Lobs way out to Plyman at midcourt. Plyman 25 feet out. Outside the arc on the left to Hatcher. Into the top of the circle. In the lane, off balance, flips up a 10-footer, wide left, rebound deflected to Heron in the corner. Right back into Hatcher. He tries to thread a pass down inside to Poling. Minster steers it away. Minster's got the ball. Pringer down to Retkerman. Back into Pringer. Straight away Fisher for a triple try. A long high archer, a little crooked off to the left, rebound Poling.
You can tell when that left her hand, she didn't shoot it like she normally does.
Poling in backcourt gets rid of it. Ahead to the timeline to Plyman. Cross court left to Heron. Little stop and go move. No, it's Hatcher, far side of the floor. Ball knocked away by Minster. Then Rushi swipes it back. Losing it, though, at the other end is a Raider out of bounds to Minster.
Well, Minster's got Retkerman on Heron, and she's got about a 4-inch height advantage on her. And so far, Maria hadn't had a look.
No, Maria's been covered up here through the first 2 minutes plus. Here's Minster, Fisher on the arc, down inside to Borgerding, twisting post-up move against Wilson, foul on Cameo. Two free throws for Minster, which leads 6-0, 5:39 left in the first. And again, Chuck, talking about benches, substitute players and the depth thereof. We were alluding to the Shelby County League seconds ago. Again, repeating what we said in the pregame, Minster's bench is as long as any girls program in the state of Ohio.
Right. I mean, we didn't even mention Haley Ballmer.
Right. Haley Ballmer played well off the bench against Versailles. She does every time out. Both free throws by Borgerding, dead center. Allie notches two, and it's 8-0 Minster in the lead. 5:28 to go in the first quarter. Long pass, Rushi down the floor to Wilson. Wilson hands off to Poling. Open look, banked in from 8 feet. Larissa gets a nice bucket, 8-2 Minster. Here's Westerbeck, a swan dive move in the lane, shot off to the left. Westerbeck got the rebound, back, block deflected by Wilson. Poling was there, Rushi's got it. Near steal in backcourt by Westerbeck of Minster, out of bounds to Rushi. 8-2, Minster leading, 5:06 to go first quarter. Minster harassing all over the court like usual. Taylor Kogi, one of the super subs for Minster, is in. Borgerding out. Here comes Rushi in backcourt. Plyman's got the ball. Can the Raiders survive the early rush of points from Minster? Heron 25 feet away, picked up by Reckerman. Maria goes straight on to Wilson. Left flank to Plyman, baseline. Tries to lean in and shovel it toward the rim. Fisher reached. It might have been guilty of a foul. Yep. Two free ones for Whitney Plyman of Rushi. Whitney Plyman, a junior guard, has gotten better and better and better. Was a fine player last year as a sophomore, and now contributing in terms of points, not only as a playmaker out front on the perimeter, but we had her in a game here recently. Chuck, can't remember what contest that was, but she, I know what game it was. It was when you were in Florida.
There you go.
Rushi at Versailles. She made two long three-pointers against Versailles. She made one of two free throws here, and then Minster pushed it down the floor immediately against Rushi. Pressure, and Taylor Kogi got a nice field goal from 7 feet away. Here's Rushi running left to right. It's fed down low to Heron. Heron strides toward the rim, crammed by Minster, out of bounds in the corner. And the ball is awarded to Rushi beneath the basket. Raiders trail 10-3. Hatcher looking, lobs to Heron at midcourt. Cross court to Plyman. Almost knocked off her feet by Westerbeck. Plyman regains her balance. Dribbles to the right, still some 25 feet away. Right corner to Poling, checked by Kogi. Poling baseline. Now to Heron on the arc. Maria wants to drive, uses the left-hand dribble. Oh, what a good feed down below the rim. Could have shot it, instead dealt it to Hatcher. And she was smacked from behind while shooting.
That was a good choice because I think she was going to get blocked. They had to foul Hatcher to stop her.
Two shots for number 10,
Tiffany Hatcher. Two free throws for her. A chance to cut the Minster lead in half. 10-4 after the made shot by Hatcher. 4:07 to go, opening quarter. Second free throw upcoming. Couple of dribbles by Tiffany. Airs that one up toward the iron and connects again. 10-5. Minster in the lead by 5. 4 minute mark, first quarter. Westerbeck 25 feet away. Rushi temporarily, Chuck, has survived the early onslaught from Minster, which scored 6 points in the first minute or so. Minster cutting players toward the basket. Haley Ballmer's got the ball in the arc. Here's a good looking drive by her, but at the last second, out of nowhere, comes a defender for the Rushi Raiders. It is Jenna Cordonier who makes a neat block. Jenna heads down the floor, drives toward the basket, swiveling in the lane. Left-hander in. Good play by Cordonier.
I like the substitution with her out there. It gives them more ball handling. They got rid of, they took out to Wilson.
10-7 score. Minster in the lead. Here's a misfire, right baseline by Minster. Then a three on the arc by Borgerding. It didn't catch rim. Neither shot did. Rebound down to Rushi. Nobody stopping Heron. Heron goes all the way below the backboard. Deflected out of bounds by Minster. Maria took it 60 feet. Was not stopped, but she got too far under in among the taller Minster players. 10-7. Rushi down three. Well, given the poor start by Rushi, Raiders hanging around. Inbounds play for Poling. And it's pushed out of bounds by Kogi of Minster. Inbounding right of the rim, Hatcher. Cameo Wilson back on the floor for Rushi. Hatcher looking. She goes airborne on the pass to midcourt for Heron. Broken up by Retkerman, and she's got to run out the other way. Left-handed layup is good by Retkerman. 12-7 Minster. Rushi inbounding, having difficulty against pressure. Wildcats are all over the Raiders at the other end of the floor.
Well, they've turned it 6 times already.
Wilson inbounding. It goes to Cordon. You're back to Cameo. Timeline Hatcher, left wing Heron, and she strides across. Pitches it back to Hatcher through the top of the key, foul line, back to the basket. Goes to Cordon. She curls into the lane. Left baseline Wilson. Out to Heron in the top of the key. Good switching defense by Minster. 2:37 to go, first quarter. 12-7 Minster. Here's Heron on the bounce against Retkerman. Maria having to work really hard. throws it cross court. Tracking it down is Cordonnier. Now to Wilson. Wilson from 15, high arching floater, swish. Cameo Wilson on target. Brucey worked long and hard for that bucket. 12-9 Minster, 2:13 to go first quarter. Reckerman 30 feet out, picked up by Heron. Right wing Balmer. Haley steps into the lane, angles toward the rim, flips it up with the left, gets the bounce, and it's a plus one. She was walloped on the wrist as she knocked down the shot. Soft touch, a lot of rim action, in it went. Haley Balmer, the young lady from Minster about whom we spoke a couple minutes ago. Big bucket there and a substitute roll. 5'9 senior to make it a 14-9 game. She's at the stripe, an opportunity for a three-point play. Free throw by Haley, up and in. She drilled it. 15-9, Minster with six. Here comes Plyman over the timeline for Rushi as Minster relents the pressure. On the floor now for Minster, Kendra Thien. Here's a long three ball, deep left corner, Jenna Cordonnier. Good, she's straddling the arc, give her two. Big bucket, though, for Rushi. Jenna Cordonnier in off the bench has played extremely well in the first quarter. Here's Thien at the elbow on the left for Minster. Goes up and under on the shot. Might have been fouled, but took steps beforehand.
Yeah, she did. She slid that foot as she made the whirl.
Four-point lead Minster with a minute and a half to go first quarter.
Well, we talked about the Minster depth. They've got five young ladies that have scored here in the first quarter, and that does not include Westerbeck, their leading scorer, or Allie Fisher.
Here is Rushi beating pressure, long throw down the floor to Poling in the lane. Then it's punched away by Minster. Here's Westerbeck on the break. Goes left, goes right. Too far under, hit the bottom of the rim. Rebound beneath the basket by Heron. Holding foul on Minster. Minute 20 left in the first, 15-11 in favor of the Wildcats. Boy, given that fast start by Minster, it looked like the Wildcats were going to blow Rushi away early. Raiders have stood strong. This is a tested team. It's not a deep club, but the young ladies for the Raiders are talented, and they will stand their ground. Here's Plyman outside the arc, dribbling left corner. Goes in toward the basket, and she attracts contact. I don't think Whitney realized that she had a good shot at the rim, but she knew there were bodies around with white shirts, and she did draw a foul and is at the stripe for two. Heads up play by Plyman. Free throw by Whitney, up and in. 15-12, three-point game. Chuck wouldn't have dreamed the start Minster had that we'd be looking at 15-12 with a minute left in the opening quarter.
Well, I think you said that Rushi's tested, yep. And they're used to playing with six and seven girls.
Mm-hmm. Second foul shot, Plyman in the air, got it again. 15-13 game. Minster up two. Well, Rushi's outscored Minster 13-9 since the first minute. Midcourt on the bounce. It is Balmer outside the arc on the right to Thien. Cross court to Pringer, left corner, picked up by Wilson. Pringer goes baseline, cut off, back to the basket, needs help. Skips it on top to Balmer. Balmer at the elbow on the left, into the lane. Shot hits the ring, no good, rebound down to Wilson. Here's Rushi. Long lob up ahead, Hatcher, baseline right. Tries to shoot an eight-footer, leaned in, and she attracted contact.
This will be the seventh and eighth free throws in the first quarter for Rushi.
Well, if that was an objective for head coach Andy Timmerman and his Rushi Raiders, it's a good idea. Well done so far. Free throw, Tiffany Hatcher is right there. 15-14, Minster up one. Rushi Lady Raiders, marksman at the line so far in this game. Hatcher, a couple of dribbles. Shots up and through. Tied at 15, Raiders have drawn even with a half minute to go in the opening quarter. Here's Westerbeck, 30 feet out for Minster. Veers left. Skips it cross court to Redkerman. Picked up by Heron. Near side, Borgerding. Borgerding dribbles a couple times. Straight away, here's Balmer firing the three ball. Bullseye! She's got it. That breaks the tie. Rushi drawn even at 15. It's 18-15 Minster. 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Plyman timeline gets a screen from Heron. Hooks it near side, intercepted by Westerbeck, and the final seconds tick off. Into the first quarter at Minster. Wildcats 18, Raiders 15, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Minster 18, Rushi 15 after one. Minster girls opened up a 6-0 lead, hitting Rushi hard and fast in the first minute. Rushi rebounded, knotted the score at 15-all, and then Balmer chucked in a three for Minster late in the opening quarter. Three-point lead Wildcats. Minster with the ball, starting play in the second. It's lost at midcourt by Balmer. Picked up, though, by Westerbeck. Right baseline to Borgerding. Foul line extended left. It's Springer in and out on the 16-footer. Rebound below the rim. Borgerding's got it. Double-teamed in a sandwich. Fires out to Balmer. Balmer fakes left, goes right. Bounce pass to Westerbeck, 20 feet away on the right. Into Springer in the post. Tries to go back to Westerbeck, who left her spot, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Well, and that's what you teach him to do. You don't pass the ball and stand. You pass and move to a spot. But you can understand Pringer throwing the ball right back where it came from.
7:25 to go in the second quarter. Maria Heron, not a point yet, right, Chuck, for Rushi?
I think she's only gotten one shot off.
Here's a bad pass near side of the floor. Rushi fumbling out of bounds into the Minster bench. 7:19 left in the first. 3-point lead, Minster. Rushi girls fell behind 6-0 right out of the gate. Rallied to tie at 15. It's 18-15, Minster. Early second period. 7 minutes left. Borgerding in the right corner. On top for Pringer. Here's a high arching three ball. Left side of the floor by Reckerman. Missed it badly. Rebound inside Westerbeck. Reverse layup. Got it. Rosie Westerbeck. Heck of a move.
That's a tough shot.
20-15, Minster up five. 6:44 to go, second quarter. Wilson, high post, back to the basket. Bounces to Plyman. It rolls away from her. It's on the deck. Minster gobbles it up but walks.
Well, you're not allowed to. When the ball's on the ground and you're on the ground, you're not allowed to stand up. They did that for officials because they were horrible at making travel calls when they were on the ground.
Westerbeck, Borgerding, Pringer, Kogi. Four of the five on the floor right now for Minster, which deflects the inbounds pass. It goes out of bounds. Reckerman, Westerbeck, Borgerding, Bringer, Kogi for the Wildcats. Hatcher, Plyman, Maria Heron, Wilson polling for the Rushi Raiders. Maria yet to score. Ball thrown left of the lane to Wilson. Long strides of her. Looked like a walk, but she did not take steps. Fed it back to Heron on the arc. She retreats a half step and hits the three. Wow, she duped Reckerman into thinking maybe she was going to drive, then reversed and knocked it down half a step behind the arc. First field goal, a three for Heron. 20-18, Minster up by two. Here's Westerbeck, baseline right. Feeds to Pringer, cross-court Reckerman, Heron on her. Ball being handled by Reckerman. Ball high overhead. Baseline left, Kogi.
Get out, get out.
Flung to the top of the key to Pringer. Now Reckerman. Into the mid-post area to Borgerding. Back to Reckerman. Straight away, Pringer. Good defender by Rushi. Pringer drives. Tries to make an entry down low on the right to Kogi. And Rushi gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. 2015 Minster, 5:33 left, second quarter. 2018 Minster, I should say. Ball lobbed to Pringer below the basket to the foul line. Awkward maneuver, left hands it toward the rim. Rushi had a piece of it. Out of bounds to Minster. Minster retains the ball. Baseline left of the basket. Reckerman will enter. She peers in, lobs out back to Westerbeck, picked up by Hatcher. Rosie elbow in the right. Good double by Rushi. Ball clawed away by the Raiders. Minster gets it back. Then lobs low in the left to Kogi. Double team. Now to Reckerman. Foul line extended right. Borgerding open from 16. Missed it. Hit the heel. Rebound down to Poling. To Cordonier. To Poling in the lane. She spins. Out back to Heron. Good look from three-point land. Off the back iron. Rebound ricochets to Borgerding for Minster. Five to go here in the second quarter. Minster up two. Pringer, top of the arc, slings a pass down inside for nobody. Out of bounds at Sales.
Well, they were looking high-low, but that was too high for the low.
Yes, well said. 4:54 to go, second quarter. Raiders hanging in. Down by two, 20-18. Timeline, it's Plyman, picked up by Westerbeck. Plyman veers right. Reckerman on her now. Right corner, Hatcher. Long, high, cross-court skip pass to Cordonier. Baseline left, short of the 12-footer. Ball hit the rim, came right back to her. She collects it, gives it to Plyman. Plyman 25 feet away. Fakes right, goes left. Now to Cordonier, left corner for Rushi. Rushi can tie with a two-pointer, take the lead with a three. Hatcher back to the basket. Went up, came down, and walked. Turnover, Rushi. Minster gets it back. Leading by two, 20-18, with 4:18 to go in the first half. Reckerman, Balmer, Westerbeck on the floor now for the Minster Wildcats.
Toby's out there, Paige Toby.
Yep, Paige Toby and Taylor Kogi.
So Toby and Kogi.
Uh-huh. Here come the white shirts, timeline. On the dribble, Balmer, guarded tightly by Plyman. Here's a screen out on the floor by Kogi, whistle, and we got a slap down foul against Plyman of the Rushi Raiders. Five team fouls on Minster so far. Three on Rushi. Ball inbounded. Center line. Balmer nearly over and back. She gathered the ball. Fed it left corner to Toby. Steal by Rushi. But the Raider player, Cordonier, is on the sideline right in front of the Raiders bench. Score is 20-18 in favor of the Minster girls over Rushi. Rushi was ranked in the top 10 in the state in girls Division 4 this past week. Eighth, I think. Minster was fourth. 25 feet away on the right is Balmer. Now between the rings, it's Westerbeck. Of course, Minster, before the loss to Ottoville last Saturday, was ranked number one in girls Division 4 in Ohio. Minster weaving the ball around, top of the circle. Balmer's got it now, guarded by Plyman. Balmer goes left. Almost dragged the pivot foot, tried to enter it down low to a teammate. Rushi got hands on the ball, ruled a jump, and Minster's got
it. They called it a kick.
A kick. That was the ruling. Right call. Lobbed in by Westerbeck to Balmer, 25 feet away, back to Westerbeck in the left corner. 3:25 to go first half. 20-18 Minster. Scoring pace has really slowed down in this game. Here's the ball dealt by Balmer. Into the post, Westerbeck, double team, triple team, swiped, stolen by Heron. Heron glides down the floor. Two ladies from Minster on her. Maria can't hang on, dribbles out of bounds in the corner. That's what that Minster pressure will do to you. 3:08 to go in the first half. Rushi behind the two. 2018, Wildcats get a timeout. We're back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And don't miss out on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. And it's priced to meet your budget. Furniture at Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Here's Minster after the timeout, shaking Toby free down low on the left. Her shot bounds off the rim, but Kogi's there for the stick back. Couldn't get it to drop in, but she was clubbed on the back of the arm, and she's awarded two free throws with 2:57 to go in the first half, and Minster still clinging to that two-point lead, 20-18. Foul shot, but Kogi hits the rim, no good. Despite that miss right there, Chuck, free throw shooting in this game has been excellent.
Well, they were 3 of 3 going into that one, and Rusey was 7 of 8.
Second foul shot, Taylor Kogi, Minster Wildcat. Taylor, 6 foot junior, hits number 2. 21-18, Minster ahead by 3. Under 3 to go, first half. Blyman at midcourt. Rusey stretching the floor. Near side, Heron. Back to Plyman, lobs to Wilson in the paint. Tries to go baseline to teammate Hatcher, broken up by Minster, stolen. Quickly down the floor, Toby, baseline right. Feeds Retkerman in the top of the key. Fine look from 18, bingo, she's got it. Lindsay Retkerman nails one for Minster, which leads by 5 now, 23-18.
Well, out of the timeout, Minster came out in a 3-2 zone, and they turned it over the first time against it.
Here's Heron trying to throw to Wilson in the lane. She overthrew her. Picked off by Kogi. Kogi streaks down the floor for Minster. Driving layup trickles off the rim, no good. And Minster may have fouled over the back on the rebound. That's the call. Retkerman, who made the last field goal for Minster, picks up the personal there. 23-18. Minster ahead by 5 over Rushi with 2 minutes to go in the first half.
Well, Kogi tried to guide that in instead of just shooting it.
Here's Hatcher in the middle of the zone. Tries to quickly feed Poling low in the right. And Minster gets a knee on the ball, driving it out of bounds.
Well, that's where you want to attack it. If you get the ball in the middle, now you're 3-2 against their defense.
Uh-huh. Let's see if the Raiders can execute this. Hatcher inbounds to Gordon. You're 25 feet away. On top to Heron. Heron guarded by Retkerman. Now to Cordon, you're on the arc. Dribbles, top of the key, deals Wilson down the left side of the lane. On a weave, Hatcher. She splits a couple defenders, goes up and under below the net. Wanted a foul call. No. Minster takes it away. Here's Balmer gliding down the floor. On a weave to Westerbeck. Foul line. She's checked nicely. Now to Balmer. Low on the left to Kogi. Nearly walked. Now Retkerman, elbow on the right. 14-footer, hit the rim once, twice, no good. Another rebounding foul on Minster over the shoulder.
I think it's going to be 1-1.
1-1 Raiders who need to capitalize here and cut further into this deficit. It's 23-18 in favor of Minster. Rushi hadn't scored a field goal in nearly 3 minutes.
It seemed like it was 20-18 for about a week.
Yeah. Scoring pace has really slowed down. Rushi hanging tough. Maria Heron, the young lady for Rushi, who got positioned down inside on the defensive glass. She was hit in the back at the free throw line, connects on the first one. 4 points now for Maria. That foul shot rattles, comes out. It pinballed around and spun away to Borgerding of Minster. Up the floor to Balmer. 4-point lead, Wildcats. 1:14 to go, first half. Straight away, Westerbeck. Fine look from 3-point land. Missed the triple. It hit the heel, went way up into the air. Came down to Wilson of Rushi. Wilson in backcourt, has the ball batted, recovers, dribbles up. Cameo needs assistance, deals off on the play to Hatcher. And Hatcher is pinned by a Minster defender. It's ruled a jump, and the arrow favors Rushi.
Good job by Haley Balmer that time. Got a hand in there on the ball and didn't foul.
57 seconds to go, first half. Long lob, cross court to Heron. Swings it out back to Gordonier. Below the foul line, a runner right in front. Missed it off the back iron. Rebound Minster near steal by Hatcher, out of bounds in the corner. 49.1 to go first half. 23-19, Minster girls lead Rushi. Minster inbounding far side of the floor. Borgerding in backcourt to Westerbeck. Token pressure from Hatcher. Tiffany's done a pretty good job on Rosie.
Yeah, she's a good defender.
Mm-hmm. Inside the arc, Retkerman, a little pick and roll with Pringer. Right back out to Lindsay. She hoists up a three, short, front rim. Rebound Rushi, stolen by Minster. Poked out on the play by Rushi. No, deflected by Minster at the last second. And Rushi, against pressure, will bring it down. 26.5 to go in the first half. Rushi has gone the last 4 minutes of the second quarter without a field goal. But because of good defense and some nice free throw shooting, is still within four. Wilson, head of the key, hands off to Heron. 11 seconds left in the half. Maria gets a screen from Wilson. Angles left, down the left side of the lane. Oh, a great wraparound pass to Poling. What a dish. 2 seconds left. Balmer midcourt, running, shooting. 45-footer off to the right, no good. Good conclusion to the second quarter by the Rushi Raiders. Maria Heron with the assist of the game. And Rushi's within two of Minster, 23-21 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Jack and Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com from Minster. Minster leads Rushi 23-21 in a good Saturday afternoon girls basketball game here on scoresbroadcast.com. We salute the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. They joined us last March during the basketball tournament. The Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout outs to them. Thank you so much. Doug Borcher, CEO at Superior Aluminum, and Ken Francis, CEO at Francis Schulze Company. Gratitude to both the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And also a big thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor, the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits now. Call the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission at 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Our halftime report is always brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. High-scoring first quarter. Scoring pace slowed way off in the second, Chuck.
Well, and the defense has picked up in the second, but one of the other things that happened is Rusi's turned the ball over 15 times. That's amazing. They're only down 2 points in this game.
Right.
13-10 rebounding advantage for the Raiders, but 6-2 rebounding, offensive rebounding advantage for Minster. 8 of 10 from the free throw line for the Raiders. The Wildcats 4 of 5. Individual scoring for Rushi. They were led. They got about 8 people with 4 points. They've got Jenna Cordonier, Larissa Poling, Tiffany Hatcher, and Maria Heron all with 4. Whitney Flyman has 3. Cameo Wilson has 2. Everybody that's played has scored. They only played 6 girls in the first half. Minster on the other side. Haley Balmer leads them off the bench with 6. They got 4 from Rutgerman. They got 4 from Borgerding. They got 4 from Pringer. 3 from Taylor Kogi. 2 from Rosie Westerbeck. They scored 18 and 5, 23 in the first half. Rushi scored 15 and 6, 23-21 at the half.
Chuck, is it another one of those Saturday afternoon non-league game hangovers? Rushi played extremely well on Thursday. Routed Anna by 19 in Shelby County League action. Of course, we were here when Minster beat Versailles for the lead in the MAC, 59-51 on Thursday night. Each team off its game a little bit here this afternoon.
Well, I think both teams started the game well. I mean, they both had good first quarters offensively. I think the defense has picked up a little bit. And like I said, Rushi, you're not going to win too many basketball games if you turn it over 15 times in a half. So they really got to cut that back here in the second half to stay competitive.
And it is somewhat surprising, given the quality of the opponent for Rushi today. Minster, Maria Heron, 4 points, 15 floor miscues by the Raiders, and yet Rushi is within 2.
Well, the other thing that's kind of amazing to me is that Rushi has a rebounding advantage, even though... Yeah. I almost came out of basketball. Minster does have a 3-1 advantage on the offensive boards, but Rushi's turned the ball over 9 more times, so that really, I mean, Minster's had a lot more possessions to score their 21 points, mm-hmm. or 23 points.
Right. 23-21, Minster by 2 over Rushi. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Another halftime segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com is brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' basketball games, we spotlight a couple players on each team, outstanding on-the-court performers and in the classroom as well. For Minster, it's Allie Borgerding, a senior, daughter of Chris and Laurie Borgerding. 3.98 GPA for Allie. She plays golf, loves that 7-iron. National Honor Society, post-secondary option student at Edison Community College. She'll wrap up her associate degree when she finishes high school here at Minster. How about that? Active in Girl Scouts, throws the discus for track. She would like to study at Miami University and pursue the field of math education. Larissa Poling under the spotlight today from Rushi. Sophomore post player, daughter of Dan and Gina. 3.84 GPA for Larissa. participates in the youth group at church, also active in 4-H, track, volleyball as well. Not sure what academic major, maybe Wright State University in the future for Larissa Poling. Larissa, a sophomore at Rushi, and Allie Borgerding, a senior at Minster, under the spotlight today thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And this is ScoresBroadcast.com. Minster 23, Rushi 21, seconds away from the start of the third quarter here at Minster High School. Brookins in Fort Loramie, great place to go, especially on Saturdays. The pork chop special tonight. We'll be there in about an hour and 15 minutes or so. Brookins, the place to go for specialty sandwiches, too, plus pizza. Your food is cooked fresh at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for a dozen years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com. Well, Minster gets the ball to start the third quarter and misses an easy one. Borgerding gets the rebound, blocked by Rushi. Minster retains the ball, though. Borgerding on the arc, outside the top of the circle, left to Fisher. Picked up there by Plyman. Near side, Borgerding, Wilson on her. Ball thrown to Wester, back in the post. Look at that move with the left hand. And she scores, and she's fouled on the play.
Well, she's got a size advantage on Hatcher, and Hatcher's been doing a pretty good job, but that time she posted up well. Nice pass. And if you don't guard her left hand, she's going to beat you every time.
Yeah, that sequence of passes by Minster was aimed at eventually getting the ball to Westerbeck on the block, low left side. She finished, made the free throw, and now Minster is up 5, 26-21, early on third quarter. Here's Maria Heron, and she whips pressure, beats a couple Minster players, and makes a beautiful driving layup with the left hand. Second field goal for Heron. Here's a long jump shot, three-pointer right corner. Borgerding counters for Minster. 29-23, Minster up six. Hatcher at midcourt to Heron. Heron barrels down the right side. Down inside to Wilson, a tie-up occurs. Hands on the ball from Westerbeck. Rushi possession, baseline left. Both teams coming out here in the third quarter with renewed energy. Hatcher beneath the rim, gives to Wilson, left corner. Flips out back to Plyman. Plyman, one-hand pass, low on the left to Poling. Now Hatcher. A little pick and roll with Wilson, guarded by Pringer. Wilson baseline left, sends it to Plyman. Right corner, Heron. Shot fake into the lane. And Minster reaches in. Borgerding, real strong action with the right arm. Wraps up the ball, and it is ruled a jump. Outstanding defensive maneuver by Allie Borgerding of Minster.
Maria Heron tried to take it way too deep that time. She wasn't going to get through there.
Technically goes down as a turnover against the Raiders. Here come the Wildcats. Wraparound pass by Fisher on the arc. Down inside to Pringer. Missed the bank shot. Rebound volleyballed around. Borgerding's got it. Wilson's there too. It's ruled a jump. Rushi ball. Raiders will bring it down. Trailing by 6, 29-23. That field goal by Heron a moment ago on the drive for Rushi was the Raiders' only bucket in the last nearly 6 minutes of game time. Here's a long pass by the Rushi Raiders, who whip pressure again. And once more, it's Heron, who didn't use the backboard. What a play by Maria as she streaked in from the right wing. Didn't use the window, lobbed it right through. Three ball Fisher, other end, Minster. Good! Allie Fisher, just like Allie Borgerding. Three-pointers for those two young ladies for Minster here in the third quarter. And it's 32-25 in favor of Minster, which knocks the ball out of bounds at the center line.
Well, if you let Fisher set her feet like that, she's going to make more than she misses.
Here is Plyman with the ball for Rushi, which trails by 7. She dribbles down into the right corner, slings it on top to Heron, shot fake, enters the paint, running one-hander, banked it in. Oh, that was nicely done.
Her ankle looks like it might be okay.
Here is Rutkerman into the forecourt. Bounce pass kicked on the play by Wilson. You're right, Chuck. We got the word that Maria was 80%, not 100, Thursday against Anna. Well, two more days of mending and an opponent like Minster, and Maria's top-notch. Good to go on that foot.
Well, she's taking the ball to the basket, and that's a good sign.
Borgerding, right wing, Rutkerman for Minster, which leads by 5, 32-27. 5:28 to go here in the third quarter. Fisher tries it again from three-point land, a little hard, and the rebound ricochets out of bounds in the corner. Rushi possession, 10 players in backcourt, as Minster applies the heat, and now the Wildcats relent. It's entered to Plyman. She's up over the Wildcat logo at center court. Angles left, still behind the arc. Lobs low on the left to Poling. Poling tries to draw the foul from Pringer, who gets a fingertip on the shot. It goes out of bounds.
Nice job by Pringer, just standing there, two hands straight up. Didn't do the little thing that usually gets you a foul.
Exactly, textbook. Here is Hatcher, way out near the timeline, caught on the play by Heron, who dribbles behind the back, around a couple Minster players, and she attracts a lot of contact. She hits the deck hard. Maria managed to slither between a couple of Minster players, elbow right side of the key, and she danced all the way to the rim. Shifting over late was a defender for Minster on the interior, and Maria went up into the arm of the defensive player and attracted the two-shot foul. Both of them swished by Maria Heron. Splendid foul shooting here today by both teams.
She's got an 8-point quarter going so far.
32-29, Minster up 3. Minster led by 2 at the halftime break. Outside the arc, near side of the floor, Rutkerman. Plyman journeys across the top of the key to defend. Now Fisher, who goes baseline, wraps around for Pringer, near corner. Rushi did get a fingernail on that pass. It goes out of bounds. Minster will still have it. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Jenna Cordonier in now for Rushi. Whitney Plyman out. Three-point lead Minster. Ball lob to Pringer, foul line. Dribbles, goes to Reckerman. Right back to Courtney, now Borgerding. Reckerman on the arc, into Pringer again. Turns, pivots, shot deflected. Good defense by Poling, and Rushi's got the loose ball. Down the floor to Heron. Heron darts into the lane, around a couple players, near the rim. It dropped on the rim once, twice, no good. Rebounding foul over the shoulder on Rushi. Gallant effort by Maria Heron, who blitzed her way down the court some 45 feet. Didn't get a foul call. Minster played pretty good defense. Shot by Maria simply would not trickle in. Minster possession. A little over 4 to play, third quarter. Westerbeck in the post. Now to Borgerding. Right back to Westerbeck. Heron tries to double team. Boy, got a hand on the ball, and that was about the slightest foul you might ever see called. It goes against Maria Heron. How many fouls on Maria, Chuck?
Maria, I don't know, let me look. I thought they called that on Hatcher.
Was it on Tiffany?
Well, maybe they did call it on, I think they called it on Hatcher. That's her second.
Kogi, deep right corner, has the ball for Minster. Now to Borgerding. Cross-court pass, a bad one. Intercepted by Plyman. Plyman for Rushi has it. Out ahead to Cordonier. Rushi down only three. Cordonier, a lot of traffic in the lane. Good call by the referee. Minster's defense was set up. Cordonier dribbled into trouble, and she is whistled four steps. 3:55 left here in the third. Minster 32, Rushi 29. Here's Allie Fisher dribbling to the left of the circle. Fires a pass into the lane. It's batted back out to the arc. Borgerding tracks it down. Kogi, right corner. On the plate of Fisher, baseline. Steps back, high-arching three ball. Allie Fisher hit the heel. Long rebound, Westerbeck. Ducks under, leans in. Two-pointer. Westerbeck's got the goal for Minster. 34-29, Minster by five. Hatcher, forecourt left for Rushi. Cross-court, right corner, Cordonier. Hatcher between the rings, motions, 3:15 left in the third. Here's Cordonier, baseline right. Weak pass out to Hatcher. Minster got a finger on it and stole it. Here's Allie Fisher steering her way up the floor for Minster. Retreats, goes near side to Retkerman. Minster up five. Led by seven earlier in the quarter. Rushi has rebounded. Here's Retkerman straight away. High-arching floater, three-pointer. Hit the front rim. Rebound underneath, tapped out of bounds by Kogi. She reached over Poling's shoulder and drove it out of bounds. This starts to be that stretch of the game, Chuck, where the Rushi Raiders, who are outmanned against a real deep Minster team, must dig deep.
Well, they're used to playing with six,
yes.
So I would think that I don't think fatigue is going to be a problem.
2:46 to go, third quarter. Rushi trailing Minster by five. Maria Heron at midcourt. Maria with a flurry of points early in this quarter for the Raiders. She gave it up, got it back. Here's a pass cross court to Cordonier. Down inside to Wilson. Good sharing of the ball. Wilson couldn't finish. In and out on the left-hand short shot from about 4 feet away. Looked to be dead on. Just wouldn't stay in the cylinder. Here's Westerbeck for Minster countering, navigating the lane, and she lurches into the paint area and drew a two-shot foul. Rosie Westerbeck, Chuck, is as good a 5'10 player around in girls basketball at doing just that.
She gets in the lane, and if you overplay her right hand, she'll go left-handed and put it in the basket.
Exactly.
She's as good right-left as I've seen.
You just don't know which side to give attention to.
And her free throws, she never hits the rim.
And those two right there were perfect. All net by Rosie. 7-point lead again for Minster as Westerbeck cans a pair. Here's a lob by Plyman into the lane to Cordonier. Cordonier spins, banks it hard, but she is hit on the back while going up strong, and she gets two free throws. This is one of those games, Chuck, where the NBA needs to be present. It's been a clinic in foul shooting by these young ladies. Free throw, Cordonier up and in.
My guess is they work harder at it than the NBA. There's no excitement in the free throw. They work on dunks.
36-30, Minster, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Cordonier hit the first foul shot. Here's the second. What are both teams combined at the free throw line? Cordonier nails another.
Well, they're 12 of 14, and Minster is 7 of 8.
So that's what, 19 of 22 combined.
I left the math to you.
Yes. 19 of 22 combined. Wow, that's about 88-89%. Westerbeck midcourt for Minster, which leads by five, 36-31. Pringer on the arc. Hand off to Thien. Here's a skip pass, cross-court to Pringer. Right back into the post to Kogi. Little hard, backboard rim, caromed out. Rebound, Cordonier can't hang on for Rushi. Out of bounds to Minster. Minute 41 left in the third. 36-31 our score. Minster leads by five. Pringer, Westerbeck on top. Rosie holds. Pitches out back to Thien. Ball delivered across the top of the circle to Pringer. Pringer glides into the lane, running one hander way short. That's because she's cracked on the elbow. Two free throws, Courtney Pringer of Minster. Chuck, while you were in Florida, Brett Gish and I were at the Rushi-Versailles game at Versailles. Versailles led the whole way. Rushi stayed within striking distance, was within six or seven with a couple minutes to go after being down by, I think, as many as 17. But Versailles could never put Rushi away. Minster not able to deliver the knockout punch to Rushi here this afternoon either.
No, but boy, are they 5 for 5 here in the third quarter shooting free throws.
Yep, Pringer just poured in two free throws in a row. These clubs on fire at the stripe now, 21 of 24 combined. 7-point lead, Minster. 3-point shot, Rushi. Hatcher off to the left, no good. Long rebound, Cordagna. Goes right to the basket, feeds Poling, low on the right. Layup is in. Nice dish, Cordagna, who found Larissa Poling.
Big possession that time. It got it back down to 5.
Minute to go, third quarter. Bomber on the attack for Minster. 38-33 Wildcats. Near side to Thien, left-hand dribble, foul line. Throws to Pringer in the left corner, a little too much on it, out of bounds.
Hard to throw the ball over a 6'2 girl.
Yep, here comes Rushi, a chance to whittle the deficit down to 5. Or I should say down to 3, maybe even 2 with a 3-pointer. Plyman at the timeline, picked up by Thien, 40 feet away, high left to Cordagna. Hatcher on the dribble now, circles on top, gifts to Heron. Haven't heard from Maria for a while. Minster has intensified its defense on her. Now Plyman 30 feet away, 28 seconds to go. An attempted wraparound pass by Plyman, and Balmer stiff arms the ball, gathers it, drives 60 feet, running left hand, good! What a play! Haley Balmer took it the distance for Minster.
I started to put that in Westerbeck's because of the left hand.
Here is Heron dribbling right corner for Rushi. Underneath the rim, hands off to Hatcher. Deflected shot. Minster's got it. 4 seconds to go. Steal, though, by Plyman. Here's a long three-pointer. No good as the third quarter finishes. Minster inched the lead back out to 7. 40-33 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Seconds away from the start of our fourth quarter, Minster holds a 7-point cushion against Rushi. Good girls basketball game here this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com, 40-33 Minster Wildcats. A big hello and thank you to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum came on board here on Scores Broadcast last March during the high school basketball tournament. We salute them here today, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Quick three-point try by Heron to start the fourth quarter. It's missed short, rebounded by Minster. Minster on a breakaway. Pringer has her arm yanked underneath the basket, was clearly fouled. No call. Minster fans let the officials have it, and Rushi gets the ball back.
Grabbed her by the wrist, and not only did they not give her the foul, they called the ball off of her.
Rushi will throw in. Hatcher will pitch it in play as the Minster spectators directly behind us give it to the referees. That was a poor one right there. Pringer had her arm jerked badly as she was going up for the shot. And then the ball was awarded to Rushi. Here's a quick three-point try by Cordonier outside the circle, high left, short, no good. Rebound down to Minster, which leads by seven. Right corner, Thien. Thien hangs on, bounce pass out back to Fisher. Into the post to Pringer. Turnaround, seven-foot J off the back rim. Rebound pulling of Rushi to Plyman. Cross court to Heron. Seven-point lead, Minster. Plyman at the center court logo. The orange Wildcat. Coming out to catch is Heron. Heron hangs on. Fakes right, goes left through the top of the key, down the lane. Bounce pass left corner, Plyman, who jacks up a three ball and rattles it in. Whitney Plyman. Bombs. Yes,
big.
Sir. That was a bomb. Longest shot of the game. Plyman from 24 feet. Minster countering fast. Fisher down inside to Pringer. Post-up move. Wouldn't go. It danced around the rim. Came off. Rebound. Scramble. Rushi has it. Timeout called. Raiders, who are in trouble in the corner. 6:41 left of the game. After the three by Plyman, Rushi's within four on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
For multiple years now, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, has been the number one most valued insurance agency in the area. Barker Insurance, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you through firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You are covered with a plan that meets your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, County Road 25A. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. After the Raiders timeout, Poling had a short jump shot, which bounced around and came off. That was a big one. Would have trimmed the Minster lead to two. Minster got the rebound. Wildcats to our right. Work it around, go to Pringer at the foul stripe. Near side, Thien, high arching floater, 18-footer, climbed all the way to the top of the backboard after hitting the rim, and then it was deflected out of bounds by Minster. Anybody's game, 40-36. Minster by four, full court pressure, Minster. Here's Hatcher, fires a bullet up the floor to Plyman. Plyman to the timeline to Heron. Heron tracks it down, almost went over and back. Minster fans thought she did. Maria gave it up, got it back, circles on top to Hatcher. Foul stripe, good dish down inside to Poling on the finish. Hatcher penetrated. She probed the lane, made things open up. Poling on the deuce. We got a two-point game. Pringer in the paint for Minster. Far left wing to Thien. Cross-court Retkerman. Right corner Pringer, Poling on her. Here's Retkerman, Fisher, top of the circle. Plyman checks her out. Minster looking to go inside, very patiently attacking. And just as I say that, Fisher hurls up a high three ball that clangs off the rim. Pringer gobbles up the offensive rebound. Here's a right corner Jay, shot up there by Borderding. It missed off the flange. Rebound tipped around, loose in the lane, and we've got Rushi on the back. Couple or three offensive, or I should say defensive, rebound chances for Rushi. Raiders couldn't snatch one, Chuck.
Yeah, they're struggling. They've given up four or five. They've given up 11 offensive rebounds in the game.
4:57 to go, fourth quarter. Minster 40, Rushi 38. Reckerman baseline right into Westerbeck. Heron on her. Bounced on top to Borgerding. Wilson greets her at the head of the key. Left side to Fisher. Good pass inside to Westerbeck. Turns with the left hand. Poling swatted it. Loose ball to Plyman. And she dropped it as she entered into the forecourt. And then Retkerman loses it for Minster. She picked up her dribble. Fires a pass to Borgerding. Scattered floor. Now to Westerbeck. Left flank for Minster.
Good choice to hold it up there.
Yes, indeed. Down to 4.5 left. Minster clings to a 2-point lead. 3-pointer Borgerding, left corner. Way short, barely drew iron. Another long rebound ricochets to Minster. Baseline left, spin move Retkerman. Head coach Mike Wiss gets a very good timeout for the Wildcats. Key possessions coming up in this game. Minster hadn't scored a bucket in 2.5 minutes. 40-38 Minster. 4:16 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Here is the situation. Minster basketball to the left of the Wildcats hoop. Minster ahead of Rushi by 2. 40-38. 4:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball inbounded. Fisher's got it. Top of the circle for Minster. Outside the arc of the right to Westerbeck. Straight away Retkerman. Left wing, Allie Fisher. Plyman on her. Hatcher's on Westerbeck. Heron's on Retkerman. Fisher swings it, then gets it back. Retkerman, Fisher, down the left side of the lane. Deflected shot, low in the left. Fisher went up with the left hand. Poling might have gotten her wrist. Foul called against the Rushi Raiders. Cameo Wilson picks it up. A couple of big free throws here for Allie Fisher. Everybody for both teams has been sinking foul shots left and right all afternoon. And Fisher's free throw is a tall one. It comes right down through and doesn't touch the rim. Chuck, it went through so beautifully with a high arch, it barely caught net.
It was neat. I love that sound. It's just that.
Second shot, Allie Fisher to give Minster a 4-point lead, and it is identical. The foul shooting today has been marvelous, a clinic. Wish the NBA were here to watch. 42-38, Minster by 4. 3:40 left to go. Here's a pass from Heron to Cordonia. Down low on the right to Poling. Oh, the three ladies get the job done. Fine work. Neat sharing of the ball by Rushi, which has cut the Minster lead back down to 2. Here is a deflection right in front of us. Hatcher got a piece of the ball. Retkerman will inbound for Minster, which is up a bucket. We are at crunch time now. 3:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Westerbeck outside the arc on the left. Now to Retkerman. Swings it right side to Fisher. Look at that three ball way up in the air. It hit the flange. Ricocheted to Poling. Poling goes cross court for a teammate. Minster got a hand on it and punched it out. And Rushi now, with 3:10 left in the fourth quarter, has a chance to tie or take the lead. Last tie in this game, Chuck, I think was right near the end of the second quarter. 18-18 or 21-21?
Yeah, something like that.
On the dribble, Heron through the top of the key. Gives it up out back to Hatcher. Two team fouls on Minster, 7 on Rushi. Hatcher's in some hot water. Double team, triple team to Truel to jump. Arrow gives it back to Minster. That is a big sequence.
Three timeouts out there. There's no excuse for not somebody on the bench or on the floor calling a timeout.
Yeah, Raiders would have liked to have conserved that possession. Didn't. Minster takes steps. Fisher out at the top of the key. Wanted to go to Westerbeck on the left wing. Rosie got covered up. Fisher hesitated on the throw. Clearly dragged the foot. Only two team fouls on Minster, which can afford to play very tight defense. Here's Plyman, top of the circle, right wing Hatcher. Loops a pass down inside of Cardano. Great wraparound pass to Poling. She couldn't finish. It hung on the rim. She yanked down the offensive rebound, and then she was spilled to the floor. Two free ones coming up for Poling of Rushi. Boy, she was dominant on the board that trip. Not called in the act of shooting, though.
Well, let me erase.
Ball out of bounds to Rushi, left of the rim. Hatcher, bounce pass into Plyman, in among the trees. Goes to Cardano at the foul stripe. She fell down, gave it to Hatcher, right back to Plyman, 25 feet away. Whitney on a weave to Heron. 2:20 left to go. Minster up two. Oh, look at Heron shake and bake all the way to the rack. Got it. That's called continuation. Heron on the finish. Foul Minster. Chance for the lead for the Raiders.
Wow, that was a heck of a play by Maria Heron.
Don't know how she was able to carve out enough space to zip down through the paint area. She converts the three-point chance. And with 2:17 to go in the fourth quarter, Rushi has overtaken Minster by one.
10-2 here in the quarter so far.
43-42 in favor of Rushi. Minster had outscored Rushi in that second quarter, or I should say third quarter, with an outstanding 17-point period to 12 for the Raiders. But Rushi's defense has been great here in the fourth. One-point game. Rushi on top. Minute 56 to go. Deep right wing Fisher jacks up the three ball. She buries it for Minster. Oh, was that clutch. Was that ever crucial? Under pressure, Allie Fisher drains a trifecta. Two-point lead, Minster, 45-43. A minute 39 to go in the game. Right side Hatcher, who fakes left, goes right. Spins into the top of the circle, took a shove from the back. Only team foul four on Minster. Correction, that was the fifth. Scoreboard registers it. Five team fouls on Minster, seven on Rushi. Inbounding Raiders far side. Hatcher deals to Plyman, 30 feet out. Right corner, Heron. Foul line, Hatcher. Heron on the arc. Good look from three-point land. Hit the rim. Weak side rebound, Cardano. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. And Andy Timmerman, head coach of Rushi, gets a wise timeout. Rushi's offensive player was in trouble. A minute 23 to go, fourth quarter. Minster up by a scant two over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Jack and Chuck back on Scores Broadcast at Minster. We've got a thriller here. A minute 23 to go, fourth quarter. Two-point lead, Minster. Rushi girls inbounding, left of the basket. It's Hatcher. Looks for help, finds a player. Open low right, pulling off a screen. Caught it and laid it through. We're tied up. We're tied up at 45 all. Minute 12 to go in the fourth quarter. A near steal at midcourt by Plyman. Oh, what an effort by Whitney. She went sprawling on the hardwood. No doubt suffered some knee burns on that one. And it rolled out of bounds away from her. Minster inbounds again. Here's Fisher at midcourt. 45-45 tie. We near a minute left. Retkerman 35 feet away. Reckerman on the bounce. Blyman guards her. Reckerman zips it cross court to Fisher. Elbow in the left, it's Westerbeck. Back to Reckerman. Low in the right to Kogi. Kogi turns. Oh, what a swivel move. Taylor Kogi banked it in on the post. Eight-footer. Great pivot shot by Kogi. 40 seconds to go. Two-point lead, Minster. Deep right corner, Hatcher for the lead. Overshot it. Weak side rebound by Westerbeck of Minster. 33 seconds to go. Westerbeck out ahead to Fisher. Fisher being trailed. Gives it to Westerbeck. 17 fouls on Rushi. And Blyman gets Rosie on the wrist. 25.2 to go. Minster with 1-1 coming. Westerbeck at the stripe. These two clubs have combined for in excess of 90% free throw shooting here today. We're pushing close to 30 tosses between them. And Westerbeck keeps the hot streak alive. She knocks it down. That's a big foul shot. It's a three-point game with 25.2 to go. Second free throw, Rosie Westerbeck. Swish again.
Wow.
And head coach Mike Wiss of Minster gets a timeout. Back in a half minute. Minster by four now. 25 seconds left on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
These two teams have combined for 26 of 29 free throw shooting. Rushi and Minster on fire. I've said it earlier already today. I wish the NBA were here. These young ladies are putting on a clinic. Well, Rushi will inbound. Five team fouls on Minster. Lady Wildcats have one to give. 49-45 in favor of Minster. Rushi at midcourt. It's Heron. Heron's got the ball for the Raiders, who led by one with 2 minutes left. Here's a deep three, right corner by Plyman. In and out, no good. What a save by Cordonier, though. Heron's got the three on the way. Short, loose ball rebound. Bringer for Minster. Foul on Hatcher with 10.9 to go. And it looks like the Minster Wildcats are going to survive against Rushi here today, which had grabbed a one-point lead briefly with 2 minutes left. With 2 minutes to go, Rushi was up one. And then what, Fisher tossed in the long three-pointer from the right corner?
Yep.
And then Kogi made the post shot low in the right. A couple of big buckets by Minster after Rushi had snatched the lead. 1-1, Pringer got it. Uncanny foul shooting by these two clubs here today. 27 for 30 combined for the Rushi and Minster girls. The lead is 5 for Minster. Second foul shot by Pringer. 1-2 bounces. It is up and it is in. 28 for 31 from the free throw line for these two ladies teams here today. Here's Heron. Here's a long three by Cordonier. Short, no good. 4 seconds remaining. Rushi got the rebound back to Cordonier once more. Shy of the mark, no. Pulling rebound below the rim. And that's it. Pulling can't get the shot away. And Minster hangs on to win in precarious fashion here this afternoon over Rushi, 51-45. We knew this had the potential to be a very good game, and it turned out to be even better than that. Minster Wildcats nip the Rushi Raiders this afternoon, 51-45. Rushi was up a point with 2 minutes left at the 30-minute mark. Rushi was in the lead by a single point in this game. Minster closed strong over the final two to pull it out of the fire, 51-45. We'll wrap up our webcast in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
A heck of a game here at Minster this afternoon. Remarkable free throw shooting, 28 for 31 between the two clubs, Rushi girls, Minster girls. Minster wins it by six after Rushi had taken a one-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck, it was a doozy of a game. We thought it had a chance to be a pretty good game. Didn't know what Maria Heron's health status was. We knew she played a half on Thursday night. She looked to be darn near 100% here today. Good mobility. Minster, after beating Versailles on Thursday, would Minster have some hangover? Tell you what, I think Rushi just played extremely well and gave the Minster Wildcats all they wanted here this afternoon.
Well, I sure didn't notice that Minster was flat. I think they played well. I think Rushi played well. And it was just a heck of a basketball game. Uh-huh. We are on a streak. And hopefully we can get one more in tonight.
Again, so many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum and Rushi. You're a big help. Thank you so much. Hello to Ken Francis at Francis Schulze, Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum. What a game. But Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Great fourth quarter turned in by Rushi, which falls just a little bit shy.
Well, the 6 points is not indicative of how close this thing was. With like 25 seconds to go, that was still in doubt.
Right.
Minster leading scorer was Rosie Westerbeck with 11, and then they had three young ladies with 8, Allie Fisher, Haley Balmer, and Taylor Kogi. The Clancy's player of the game for Minster, I'm going to give it to Allie Fisher, based a lot on her floor play, but also that huge three.
Yep.
There in the fourth quarter. She hit two of them, had 8 points in the second half. Rushi on the other side, led by Maria Heron with 15. Larissa Poling had 12. Clancy's player of the game for the Raiders is going to be Larissa Poling. I thought she was terrific tonight.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about the closest of the game. I think Tiffany Hatcher had a three with not much more than a half minute or so to go. To give Rushi the lead. They were down two.
Yep, we're giving them the lead again. It was a great basketball game.
Sure was. Larissa Poling is our Clancy Star of the Game winner for the Rushi Raiders. And Allie Fisher, whose three ball late in the fourth enabled Minster to regain the lead, is the Clancy's Award winner for the Wildcats. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Once more, veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission. That's the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission at 937-498-7282. Veterans, surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Let the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission know you're interested. Phone 937-498-7282. Chuck, we have not seen the last of these two teams in the regular season. And I think we're going to see a lot of them in the tournament, too. Who knows? Rushi Minster could collide again come regional tournament time.
Well, that would be exciting for me to see again. I mean, they're two really, really quality basketball teams. Both of them well coached. They do such a nice job. And these kids, they're fun to watch.
Extra special Saturday matinee game here from Minster. It was a thriller, very entertaining. Both clubs played very, very well. Rushi took it right to Minster. Minster had 7-point leads a few times, late third quarter, early fourth. But Minster could not knock Rushi down for the count. And the Raiders, in fact, had a 1-point lead with two to go, had a 3-pointer for the lead with around a half minute left in the fourth quarter, missed it. And Minster made free throws late to win it by 6. Don't forget tonight, we have Fort Recovery, Fort Loramie. Should be a fine Division IV boys game from Fort Loramie. Tip-off at 8, on the web online at 7:40 on scoresbroadcast.com. That's tonight, so stick around. An important game. Each team looking to get some tournament seeding points. Each club plays in Division IV boys, Fort Loramie, Fort Recovery. Each wants, obviously, as good a draw as possible. So it's a significant non-league game tonight. Fort Loramie from the Shelby County League, Fort Recovery from the Midwest Athletic Conference. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors, our anchors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the U.S. Bank, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, plus these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, from which you just heard, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. From Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., and Adams Tech Solutions. Webcast time again tonight, 7:40, Fort Recovery at Fort Loramie. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. For Chuck alongside, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Minster, where the Wildcats have hung on to Nip Rushi in a very good girls basketball game, 51-45.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.